Good morning. Welcome back to Lagos Talks 91.3. Welcome to Everyday Money Matters, your financial literacy program. Just be reminded, EMM is a financial literacy program. As such, answers to questions should not be considered as financial advice, but merely the opinions of our guests. Kindly consult your financial advisor for your personal or business financial related issues. Now that we have that out of the way, if you love to make money, if you want to keep money, if you want to grow money, in fact, anything to do with money, you're in the right place. This is Everyday Money Matters, and if you want to join the show, be a part of the show, ask questions of our money people, do call any of these numbers live, all right? 0809-191-3913 and 0809-222-0913. Also do try 0809-234-5913 and get help on social media as well. We're on Twitter at Lagos Talks 913. We got the money people in the building. Ugo Dre, Obi Chukwu.
Yes, hey, my brother.
Olasende, looking fabulous this morning.
Thank you.
So sorry, these things happen. See, you're making me feel bad. Like, I'm just not up to scratch this morning. It's unfair. You guys are looking so fly. It's just wrong. I don't like this. Did you plan this?
And how are you looking, though?
I'm just there. You know how there's, you know, great food, wonderful food, and then there's just food. I'm the just food right now, thanks to you guys. But it's fine. It's all right. Welcome to Everyday Money Matters. Things must obviously be looking good in the financial sector in your businesses, right? Right? I can see some big smiles. We've got Drake. Welcome.
So what's happening in the economy?
Right. I saw this actually very interesting story about, where is it now? I've lost it. Talking about food prices going up or down. About the inflation rates. I was a bit confused. Isn't that the food prices are pushing the inflation? Inflation is pushing. Just explain it to me, please, as a layman, because I was a bit confused by that.
By now, you should have known all those things.
Yeah, I know. I'm just saying to the regular individual out there that doesn't.
So is it you that want to know this or
it's the regular people out there. There's so, actually a group of the regular people out there.
You suggested that you know the answer already, but you're just speaking up.
Something like that. It said food prices push September inflation to 11.28%.
Yeah, so that's because when you have the inflation rate disaggregated, is broken down into urban inflation rates, you have food inflation rate, and you have, of course, the, what's it called again? The core inflation rate,
okay,
right? So,
okay.
So usually, if you break these things down, you can actually understand why inflation rate rose faster than it did the month before. Remember, inflation rate is always a rise. Okay, so people sometimes don't forget that it's a rise. So at 11 point something percent, it just means that prices of goods and services have risen 11% compared to this same period last year.
Okay.
What it just means is that price of a basket of food, including everything that you like to eat, and things you like to buy at home, like composite basket, gone up by 11%, isn't it? Yeah. So, but it went up faster last month compared to this month.
Faster this month compared to last month.
And that's probably because of food prices. Yeah, so food prices have been going up. And it's kind of strange, though, because this is the time when you actually expect it to drop because of the harvest season.
Yeah.
But I think a lot of floods in the north and all that, has affected supply of food down south. And also that's probably adding to the increase that you were seeing. But it's just a slight increase. It was kind of surprising, though, because I think analysts expected a drop. So, but then,
and then it went up. But did you say slight?
Yeah,
11% is not slight.
No, the differential.
Oh, the different, okay. Sadiq. Okay, just checking. Yeah, so.
Just to also add to what Godre has said, do you know that in order to calculate the inflation rate, they need to have a composite basket, like you rightly mentioned? In Nigeria, did you know that 50% of that basket is actually made up of food? Yes. So if you are not spending 50% of your income on food, there's a very high chance that the inflation rate that is being posted is actually not your reality. Your inflation rate would actually be higher. So they want the inflation rate to be representative of the average person, because it's supposed to measure the general increase in the prices of goods and services.
Wow.
So let's say you earn 200K. Are you spending 100,000 naira on food on a monthly basis? If you do that,
then obviously it's more for you. Interesting. You see, and I hope the regular people on the streets understand. It's actually a group on my phone.
So, you know, this has an implication, though.
Okay, what's the implication?
Yeah, so for a lot of the analysts or economists out there, when you have inflation rates trending upwards. So there's this fear that it means that interest rates can't come down.
Really?
Tell them, Godre.
It can't come down. So loans, maybe go to a bank to buy, borrow money to maybe, you know, expand your business.
Yeah.
Or borrow money to buy a car like you plan to Sadiq. Something like that. So you're going to be getting like 20-something percent interest rate. And so any hopes of that coming down, it's kind of dashed, at least temporarily. So interest rate, inflation rate needs to be single digit before you can see interest rates come down. And people are saying, like, with inflation rate standing its ground, like at, you know, 11-point-something percent, the CBN is not going to reduce its own rates. So that means we're going to have this hawkish rates for a long time. And we've had it for like 4 years, almost 4 years now. So we've been suffering.
Right.
I was reading up something over the weekend, and Stanbic, it wasn't even Stanbic anyway. It was one of the stand back like that. Said he had this mortgage product and all that, and interesting. And the loans were like 17%. You know, so it was good compared to like mortgage. Yeah. So compared to other ones, we have like 27%. But you know what? For you're gonna do a mortgage at 17%.
Yeah, still.
For 20 years.
No, that
100 million naira loan. That, you know how much you're going to pay?
And also, for the record, that, that company you're speaking about, I know it's not Stanbic. They actually, I did a research, and they actually given out the best mortgage.
Oh, really?
I know. I'm getting somewhere. So I'm like, even at 17%, if you take out a mortgage of 100 million, that will buy you a house in some of those very poor
areas.
Some of those posh areas.
Okay, but a bit closer to Cameroon.
House area.
All right.
So, 100 million.
Yeah, 100 million.
In 20 years, you're going to be paying over 200 and something million in interest alone.
Yep.
Really?
Yes.
And this is a good thing.
I'm asking you.
Clearly not.
At 17%.
Nah.
I think what we should be asking is
200 and something million.
Well, if
are you still paying 100 million on top? So that 100 million house would cost you 300 something million at the end of the at the end of 20 years. I mean, like,
well, I guess if the payments are staggered and it's like
so for Nigeria, mortgage can't work above 9%.
It has to be a single digit.
So what a lot of people do is, when you take out a mortgage like that, I've just take out the mortgage first and just get your house first. Let's just be in or something.
And then what?
And then you start to accelerate payments.
So any
money you get like this, just drop it on your mortgage.
So
it's kind of like you're still in a rented apartment, though, because you keep paying these things for a long time, maybe like 5-10
years.
Eventually, it reverts to yours. I mean, it's now yours alone. So
yeah, so it kind of does make sense. Property, right?
Yeah.
So
it's just really amazing, the power of time. Like, I mean, if a Godre had taken it down from 20 years to 10 years, you would see how that interest rate would drop significantly. It's amazing how the time, the time plays a
So the
factor.
Less amount of time to pay, the less amount of money you will pay.
Yeah. No,
you see, it's kind of funny though. The less amount of money you pay in total on long term.
Yeah.
But in terms of cash flow, the amount of money you have to pay every month.
It's higher.
The longer the tenure, the smaller
the amount, but the more eventually you
That's the trick here.
Okay,
so sometimes, so for mortgage to also be compatible with your own cash flow, how much you make on a monthly basis, it has to be, the tenure has to be longer.
Longer.
But the problem is that the interest rate is just too high, because at the end of the day, for like the first 10 years or so of that mortgage, you're probably paying interest. Because the way the amortization is calculated, in your first like the first half of the tenure of your mortgage, you're paying 50% or so of your total repayment. It's going to interest.
Not even the actual
payment. Yeah. So every month they're just deducting his money. All you're just scratching is the interest.
Wow.
You haven't even really started hitting the loan itself.
You know,
then after some time it now switches. So interest now starts to drop.
Yeah.
And then it's now the loan that you're paying.
So
I mean, like, so that's why one of the most, you know, beautiful or profitable businesses to be in is the banking business.
And also, still speaking about debt, I noticed that there's been a surge in the number of debt products now that are available. And they're actually now, they're not from your regular commercial banks, because the guys that give you the most competitive rates.
Oh, okay.
So I'm talking about your microfinance or your yeah, microfinance or via apps or things like that, and it's expensive. And still speaking about this length of time, I was speaking about to a CEO of one of those products, and guess what? They charge as high as 1% per day.
What?
Yes.
Per day.
So they are hoping that the person will pay it back as soon as possible, like in the next 15 days. So that's 15% literally in 15 days.
Wow.
So I guess people need to now start paying attention to the cost of their loan.
True.
So what does it cost you to actually take that loan?
Wow. That's amazing. But I mean, it all depends on individuals, right? What you can handle, what you can manage. And I like what you're saying about the tenure of time and the amount you pay every single, at least month. But hey, you know, your property is your property at the end of the day. So what happens if I can't pay back this money at any point in time?
They take it back from you, know.
Really? Just like us?
That's the funny thing about mortgage or loans.
No grace period.
What you've paid in the past.
Is it go bye-bye?
No. They would work it out so that
you lose everything.
Everything.
Of course.
No,
you lose everything?
No, Goodre, you don't lose everything.
Really?
In a loan?
Like all the payments.
So let's assume that you take a loan to buy a house, right? Mm-hmm. And you're supposed to pay over 10 years. Then the fifth year, you default.
Yeah.
Payment of a loan, you default.
Yeah.
You have to finish paying for the house. Like you default. Yeah. So what the bank does is the bank takes the house.
And then the money you paid.
Sells. Mm-hmm. Now, if the bank sells the house and it gets enough money to recover the balance of his loan, whatever is left, they give to you. But if there's nothing left, they don't give you anything.
So every single
thing you pay for is... So it depends on what the value of your collateral is. We got some questions, don't we?
Yes. Plenty of questions. Let's start with this one on Twitter. It's from Anthony Ibiam. He says, what's your take on setting up a cooking gas business and what is the minimum capital for it? Right? Cooking gas business. Do you know about that?
Gas business. I really don't know, though, but I know I've got a few guys who do it. Startup capital.
It's not, is it?
I mean, it depends on how very retail you want to take yours. I mean, if you want to have it by the street corner or something, probably like have like maybe 20 or 30 cylinders, and all, and sell. Maybe something between 500K to a million should do for you.
Okay, as for starters.
I remember, you probably need to get a corner store somewhere, pure rent.
Yeah, or just
and all that kind of stuff, right?
By the side of the road.
So that should do it. It's not a bad business. It's just that, I mean, the margins are very, 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 very small. Yeah. So for every...
So the volume needs to actually make sense.
Exactly. So, and what you're saying is refill, basically. So you're probably making 100 naira, 150 or something on a cylinder.
Wow.
You're hoping that you're in a neighborhood where people use gas a lot and like
all
to cook
time.
A lot so that they change gas.
Like
you're also going to be competing with filling stations. Yeah.
Because now they're opening up that service as well.
And then there are also some guys, I know a guy who just started an Uber for gas. So you just need a gas, just call to deliver to your house.
Yeah. Oh, really?
There's actually this really fancy company. When I used to live at VGC, they'll come with their truck.
Oh, yeah. And sometimes they have like these tricycles as well. Interesting.
Well, I guess that's
business. Mm-hmm. It's all about seeing a need and feeling a need.
So if he's going to do that, I mean, you have to be creative about what you want to do understand where your market is and how you intend to service them.
Right. Questions from the phone lines. Hello, good morning.
Hello, good morning.
Good morning.
Good morning.
Welcome to Everyday Money Matters. What's your name and where are you calling from?
My name is Brown and I'm calling from Sangote.
Your name is Brown?
Yeah.
All right. Welcome, Brown.
Yeah, good morning. Good morning, Goodre and the lady.
Hey, my man. How are you?
Tosin?
My name is Tosin. Good morning.
Good morning, Tosin. Sorry, I just forgot your name.
It's all of a sudden. It's apples and apples.
Okay. Please, I want to ask a question.
Okay.
A friend of mine was looking to start a business in Lagos.
Uh-huh.
Capital is 1 million, between 1 million and 1.5. A business or an investment? What would be your advice, please? What kind of business do you think would be profitable in Lagos?
All right, listen up to the money people, all right?
Yeah.
Thank you for calling. Yes, 1 million.
This is what you call the question trap.
There are plenty of you.
There are plenty. I guess what we forgot to ask him is if this is going to be an active or a passive, but it sounded like it was going to be active. Goodre, what did you think?
Yeah, what do you think?
We treat it like it's
or just
active.
Do both. Active.
Yeah, we treat it like it's active. So,
okay.
1 million, that means that the lot of businesses out there,
you might want to go into trading if you're very good at trading. You can do trading. It could be trading, you know, wares
or anything at all.
I mean, that's a good capital to start trading with, because for most traders, what works is if you have a very good market that you can sell stuff to, pick it up from your supplier, sell, get money. So with that kind of capital, it's good enough for you. You can even get, with 1 million, you can get 2 million worth of goods and then sell. Right,
like 1 million, you can get two million
worth of goods. So because 1 million, that's cash in hand. So traders usually would take that. Wholesalers would take that from you and then, you know, just test you out. Would give you like, you know, like, okay, let's start with 1.5. You know, let's see if you can return. And you return, they give you more. So that's very good, good start if you're into trading. What else can you do if you have a skill, a soft skill that you want to maybe use to make money?
Like you make exquisite
pop. Yeah, so with 1 million, I mean, maybe you want to set up an office with it, or just, you know, buy tools that you need. Let's assume you want to go into some kind of consulting. You're going to need computers and all of that. So you spend a bit more, spend some of that 1 million, you still have change in the bank. There's several things. I mean, you can open, if you want to go into or invest in maybe you know, hairdressing. But like, there's just several things you can do with money, really. I mean, like, it's a long list. I don't know. Maybe Tosin has more ideas.
I think another thing that you also should do is also do a research. Because sometimes what seems like seemingly profitable might not actually be the most profitable. I mean, put it down, write it on a sheet of paper, look at your numbers.
Yeah.
What is your sales? What is your revenue? Also, do not forget to put into your energy as well.
Yeah.
I think people always discount that energy.
True.
So how much energy is required compared to another one that does not require as
much,
energy? Also, social media. How do you plan to leverage on this to actually push your product? I was watching a research the other time, and a truck company was cleaning out via selling on their social media pages. Who would have thought
A truck company on social media?
Yeah. So I was like, what? Who will be buying? Like, if I want to buy a truck, hell no. I'm not going to social. So it's really, really amazing how these guys are able to cut through and, you know, break the gap and all of that. So just see. And also, the beautiful thing about social media is, like, it's free rent.
Exactly. So
it's free rent. There's traffic there. So how can you leverage on it in order to push your business and, you know, make the most of it?
Nice. I mean, use of hashtags, specific times of the day, all these kind of things you can do to leverage on business. Interesting.
So to basically put it into categories.
Yeah.
Right. So businesses in Nigeria, it's either it's consulting. All right. Or you're producing something. Okay. Or you're a trader.
Yeah.
Or you're into a service. Providing some kind of service. So if consulting means that you have a soft skill, very good skill, you know, maybe you're a lawyer or an accountant or something, or a doctor, you have like...
Well, you're great at matching people.
You're very good at you can match people like...
I'm just saying.
You can do that, right? Exactly. Or you produce something, maybe you know how to produce... You know, something, right? Yeah, you can go into some kind of production, you deal with that production and
so
stuff like that.
So 1 million is enough to start out pretty much almost anything.
Exactly. That's not bad. I think I've always told you 1 million is always a good start. Like, if you got 1 million, I smile at you. Like, now you're talking.
Clearly.
Right? And then you can do trading. Trading is something Nigerians do. In fact, one of the reasons why our GDP is down, why we're not growing really fast, is because the trade side of the GDP hasn't been growing. It's been in a recession for a while. Yeah.
Okay.
Nigerians are born traders. I mean, that's one thing we're very good at, right?
True.
And then maybe services, provide a service like the guy who wants to sell gas, that's providing some kind of service and all that. And then maybe finally be an investor.
So there's pretty much a lot you can do with 1 million.
A whole lot. Just don't give your money to Sadiq, that's all.
Why not? I will double your money in 10 days. It's a lie. I won't. Let's go to the phone lines. Hello, good morning. I do apologize. Questions. There's this interesting question from David. Although it seems like it might take a lot of time to answer this as well. It says, hello, good day. Please, I need help. I'm serving and really do not know what to do after service. So please, I need you to lecture and teach me on how to trade stocks. Wait. Clearly can't do that like right now, but can we?
He wants to learn how to
trade stocks. Yeah.
And he's doing NYSE, right?
Yes.
Okay,
yes.
That's like a very, very good thing. Ugodre, I knew you did a lesson the other time when trading stocks, yeah?
Yes.
Oh, well, on Naira Metrics.
Yeah, there's a hack coming up, I think, end of this month or sometime in November. Yeah, I mean, so stay tuned.
Nice.
But you want to start reading up books now, though. you know, like before then, yeah. Start with, there's this one from Benjamin Graham, Intelligent Investor.
Okay.
It was written in the 50s. I mean, like everybody, like anyone who has invested
until
in stocks.
If you ever
want to invest in stock, you gotta read that book, right?
So this kind of helps you. You can download the app.
Exactly.
Free book and all that.
It's just go online and, you know, Benjamin Graham, Intelligent Investor.
Nice.
Start from there and then you start to read up some books. You know, get familiar with websites that help you with investing. Read a lot of stuff there. You know, understand financial ratios and things like that. And then when you come for the hack, you're really, really ready, and then we can put you through.
Nice. This one from Olamide says, good morning, Nairametrics team and money people. Please, I'd like to ask, what are the requirements to set up a credit service company in Nigeria? A credit service company.
Don't you need a license for that?
That's like a bank now, isn't
that's
it?
That's like a bank. So they have different minimum entry for different ones. I know to set up a commercial bank, you need a minimum of how many billion?
25, my 25. Sister.
Wow.
And then for microfinance, you need 20 million naira.
Oh, okay.
Community bank.
There's another level.
There's several levels though.
Yeah.
You can even go into state lending as well. Like, you get a state license and just be doing money lender. That kind of stuff.
Oh, you can.
State license. So, like Tosin said, first of all, you need to determine
what
kind of capital you have, and then there's always an entry for you somewhere, a level for you can. But if you want to do that, you're going to need a license anyway.
Anyways.
Legit, right? Yeah. So, but if you want to lend to your friends and all that, I'm not really sure you need a license. Like, do you understand? Just lend to your friends and all that. If you want to go public, so there are different types. Like, I can have money.
Yeah.
And people can come to me to borrow.
Okay, on a personal level. So say, look,
I charge you 5%. Just on a personal level, probably maybe small band, but I can't advertise to the public that, hey,
I'm giving
and I lend money to people. You gotta have a license to do that.
Exactly. Okay. So
it's just within your friends and
family.
All. Yeah, the only thing is I just pay my tax. That's all.
Okay.
Do you understand?
Okay.
But within my micro level, within my own close knit level, I mean, I can lend money to anybody I want and charge anything I want. I mean, like, we're in a free society, aren't we?
Interesting.
Yeah.
So, I need a small loan, you know, something very little. It's not much, just about 35 million pounds. I have this venture I want to start. So, would you help me with that?
No.
Well, we have to go on a very short break. Everyday Money Matters. We'll be back after this.
The revolution is here.
We are Lagos Talks 91.3.
Let's talk. Alrighty, we are Lagos Talks 91.3. Welcome back to Everyday Money Matters. We're quickly running out of time. I think we have time for one last question. This is from Edmund. And Edmund is saying, please, I need advice on what I can invest at 10,000 in every month. He didn't say naira, dollars, or pounds. He says 10,000. Ugo, stop
that's,
it.
That's the sister.
It's okay. I'm for the low-income people.
Right. I have to finish this, okay? He says, with the current state of things, is it advisable to go for MMF?
That's his money market mutual fund.
Oh, okay.
Yeah. No, you millennials, the way you guys are acronyms, my God, I was going to choke on my coffee.
No, well, it's not the other one.
These are my people.
Although,
Okay, so this is a good place to start. Like we always say, start where you are with what you have.
Exactly.
So it's a good thing that you're starting.
Don't listen to Ugo.
Number one, I would say that gather it together, starting with a money mutual fund for it to become a bulk amount.
Mm-hmm.
And then once you've gotten a substantial amount, let's say 50,000, you can also consider, you know, testing the stock market.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. So it could part with about 20,000 naira to try it in the stock market. I mean, this is a long-term kind of investment. I'm hoping that this 10,000 every month is not something that you want to withdraw in another 5 months or so. So those are options for you to start. And also, once you have a minimum size of about 100,000, you can also try agricultural technology. I mean, the companies are insured, so if anything happens, at the minimum, you'll lose your interest, but your capital,
is safe.
Remember in the words of Warren Buffett, never lose money, so always learn to protect your income.
I like that.
And while we're still on that, for you to be saving just 10,000 naira every month, so I'm hoping that this is about 10% of your income, so let's say you're earning 100,000 naira, you could actually work on developing your skills to actually grow more income. This is actually the fastest way to get out of
That's wrong.
For how you can actually earn more. That's
nice. Critical. Love that. Can't take any more phone calls or messages. Thank you so much to everyone. Final message to the people.
Please follow us on our social media accounts. We're on Instagram, Money Africa. We're on Facebook and we're on Twitter. We are very hip and we love to talk about investments.
Love it. Ugodre?
All right, people. Of course, try as much as possible to follow the money, whatever it is that you do. You need money to survive. And as usual, I mean, visit us, www.niametrics.com. And I hope you've been subscribing to our newsletters. We have some very interesting newsletters for anybody who is interested in money and finance. So see you guys next week. Don't forget to send your questions at Niametrics, any social media handle. Money.